Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel, and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you, in turning every one of you away from his iniquities. Acts 3:24-26. The prophets, beginning with Samuel, had spoken of the coming of Christ and the work of eternal redemption that would be worked by him. The covenant had been made with Abraham, as God promised that through his seed would come the blessing of Jesus Christ. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 12:2-3. After a time God changed the name of Abram to Abraham, reminded him again of this blessing that would come into the world. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto them, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Genesis 17:6-8. Abraham, through faith, would become the father of us all. Romans 4:16. Jesus Christ would come as the fulfillment of that promise. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Galatians 3:29. Jesus Christ would come as the solution to the problem of sin. Through him we are turned from our iniquities. The great blessing from God to the human family is the forgiveness of sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Hebrews 10:10. The greatest gift ever given and the greatest blessing ever received is God's forgiveness of sin. Through Christ we are pardoned from our iniquity, and by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Hebrews 10:14. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.